Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Well, she's got a lot of things on her mind to talk about. Headphones ready to hear what it's all about. Sound out now when it's all
we'll
about.
We'll have no fun, 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 cause your Crimpins podcast comes out today.
We'll have no fun, 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 cause your Crimpins podcast comes out today.
No Fun, the Jen Kirkman podcast, episode 17, season 11. If you have not let a friend cancel on you within 90 minutes of a thing you guys are supposed to do, then you are a bad friend. If you have not canceled on someone within 90 minutes of having to be somewhere, then you are not in a real friendship. This is a hard line for me. Friends cancel. Real friends cancel on one another, and not just, oh, can we reschedule? No, no. Cancel tickets to a Broadway show. Cancel things that can be made up, sort of, but that are like a big deal. You're not friends. You have no real friends unless you can do something like this. My friend and I canceled on each other. My friend started the cancel, but I said, I am going to uphold my end of the bargain. And I am co-canceling on you. I'm not going to go alone to the thing that we were supposed to do, which I would have happily gone alone to see a play. But I was also feeling suddenly under the weather about 90 minutes before curtain, which would have been only half an hour before I had to leave my apartment. So I just turned on the mic right now and I looked at my notes, and what I'm supposed to be doing is talking about, oh, what I did this weekend. Guess what I did this weekend? I stayed in bed a lot of it. Not unshowered, not laying there sleeping. Oh, I get up, I make the bed. Over the covers only. I just conducted all my business from the bed, like an eccentric billionaire widow. Because it was raining like crazy in New York City this weekend. Thundering even. And I thought, this is an on top of the duvet cover bed weekend, if I've ever seen one, with my furry weighted blanket close at hand, propped up behind me, more furry pillows. I'm going to work on the podcast this weekend. I'm going to work on writing my newsletter. I'm going to return emails. I'm going to watch some TV. I'm going to read for leisure. I'm going to write in my journal. I did all the things. And so how can I talk about that in the opening part of this podcast, except that my friend and I have a cancel situation. So my dear friend who moved back to New York, we used to live here at the same time period when we were much younger. It was her birthday on Friday, and I had bought two tickets to this play. Sean Hayes is in a play about Oscar Levant, who I didn't know who that was, which is crazy because it seems right up my alley. He was this kind of eccentric guy with mental illness, gay, that used to go on the Jack Parr show all the time and whatever. So I wanted to go to see this play. I invited my friend to come with me because it was the day after her birthday. And what was my point? Oh, the canceling. Okay, sorry. See, I am pro-cancel culture. As long as it means you are in the types of friendships where you can cancel on one another.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Within an hour, within 90 minutes of where you're supposed to be. So my friend and I were supposed to go see a Broadway play Saturday night. Now, I did nothing all day because my thing I was going to do was go to this play. And my friend and I are texting each other throughout the day. And she's talking about how, you know, she just moved back to New York and she is having a situation with not knowing what size curtains to get, because she was going to explain to me why there's a whole situation about that. And she had some fabric swatches of her couch that she wanted to get and the curtains. And she said, would it be weird if I brought the fabric swatches to the theater? I said, nothing is weird to me. No, let's have a chat about fabric in the lobby of the theater while we're waiting to go in. So we had it all planned. And I said, oh, you know what? I have a question for you about my living room, and I'll bring pictures, or just my phone. I'm not going and taking photos and getting them developed in a lab and then bringing them. But anyway, I mean, we are making, and then, oh, do you want to eat after? Yeah, I'm running around today. I don't have time to eat before. Okay, well, I'll see if I'm hungry, but we could at least get a drink after and talk about the play. I mean, it was set. It was 5:30, 5 o'clock p.m. So then around 6, I decided to get in the shower. And you know when you take a shower thinking it's going to refresh you, and you take a shower and it only highlights that something is off? That's what happened to me. I felt hot. I felt like I was sweating after taking a shower. And I felt a little, I don't know, just like my stomach was a little, not in the mood. Nothing intense, but just this feeling of, I don't even want to eat anything. I don't even want to have a drink. Maybe I had too much coffee. I don't know. And for kicks, I took my temperature. And I had a 99.9 fever. 99.9, playing the hits of the 70s, 80s, and 90s. But normally my temperature is like a corpse. It's 97.2 or something like that. I never have 98.6. So if I have 99.9... that's, for me, a fever. And I thought, well, it's not going to harm anyone, and I'll be wearing a mask, and I don't have any symptoms. But that stomach, I took a COVID test, negative. And I thought, I can't cancel on my friend who it was her birthday yesterday. I'm taking her to this thing. I have a 99.9 fever. And half an hour ago, I was just texting her, oh, I can't wait. And here, I mean, I will look like a liar. Although that would be something a liar would do, or it's a good way to lie, is act all excited up until the last second. And then when you have to fake your way out of something. But I wasn't. I really, but then I heard my phone ringing and I saw my friend calling me.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And that's when I realized nobody calls anybody, especially when we're about to see each other. She would have texted if she said, what's the address again? She's canceling. And there was this wave of relief coming over me going, oh, please be canceling. Now, that is a horrible thing to think normally. But I really just in that moment knew that I couldn't be the one to cancel. And I was a little concerned about my fever. And so then she was so apologetic. Did you get my other voicemail? No, I was in the shower. I didn't hear the phone. I'm so sorry. I'm like, what happened? She's like, my dog is acting weird. And I know if I leave her alone tonight and anything happens and I get home, I'll never forgive myself. But it's not bad enough to take her to the ER. So I just have to sit with her. And I was like, I have a 99.9 fever and my stomach hurts. It's fine. And we were both like, really? Oh my God, really? It was a co-cancel and it worked out great. But even if I was well, I would have gone to the thing alone. Because if a friend needs to change plans, even last minute, that's usually when plans are changed, last minute, shit happens. You've got to prioritize your friend over your hurt feelings or your, but I wanted to boop. Nope, that's life. Shit comes up. Dogs act weird. Fevers spring up. So that's my advice to everybody. You need to not make your friends feel indebted to you in some weird way or like, oh my God, if I cancel on her, that's, she really doesn't like that kind of thing. Well, go get some therapy. Go get some abandonment issues help. Or you know what? Feel bad if your friend cancels. Never let them know it. Tell them anytime, unless they cancel every second. And you, but we're not talking about problem people. We're talking about a real friend who once in a while something happens. You cannot expect a friend to just buck up for you. It doesn't mean they don't want to see you. It means they have to prioritize something else first. And I think from watching a lot of reality shows about dating, I think people in this world, in this culture, do not know how to self-soothe when they cannot be the priority in that moment. It doesn't mean that you are loved when you are made a priority every second. It just, or loved any less, I guess, when you're not made the priority every second. So, this is my message to the general public. Get your shit together around the concept of being canceled on. And if you have a friend that doesn't let you cancel, reevaluate that. Because to me, the cornerstone of friendship is, can you keep my secret and can I cancel on you even last minute as you're already there? Yes. Answer is yes to both. You've got yourself a real friendship. For the rest of the episode, come on over to Patreon, talking about a lot of things like the Dalai Lama is a creep. And I told you all that years ago, what's going on with the writer's strike. And oh my God, and just like that is coming back and so much more on No Fun the Jen Kirkman podcast.